Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
The passage for today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 7 verses 1 to 12.
我们今早的经文是取自撒母耳记上第七章一到十二节。
And the sermon is entitled Will God Forgive?
我们的题目是神会饶恕吗？
Have you ever asked yourself this question, will God forgive?
你曾否问过自己这样的一个问题，到底神会饶恕吗？
Perhaps you have yet to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and many friends have preached to you the gospel before.
或许你还没有接受耶稣基督的救恩，那么你的朋友们可能也曾经向你传讲福音。
Year after year has passed.
年复一年。
You have not believed.
你都还没相信。
You have not repented from your sin.
你还没有从你的罪中悔改过来。
But finally, after all these years of hearing the gospel, you want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, but you wonder whether God will forgive.
那经过这一长时间，那你最终想到说要来到神的面前来就是承认你的罪过，但是你可能在疑惑说到底神会饶恕吗？
I am such a great sinner.
因为我是这样的一个大罪人。
I have been away from the Lord for so many years.
我已经离开远离神这么多年。
I have been rebelling against him.
我一直违背他的心意。
Will God forgive?
到底神会饶恕吗？
Or perhaps you are a backslider.
那或许你是一个就是冷淡退后的基督徒。
You have been far away from God.
你已经远离神。
And though you may be here some Sundays,
那或虽然你有的时候礼拜天会在这里。
And you have heard the word of God.
你也听到神的话语。
Yet you know that you are disobedient and rebellious.
你却知道说自己是不顺服就是违背神的心意。
Or you may have been away from church for many years.
又或许你离开教会好多就是好多年了。
And it so happened that God has brought you to church today.
那刚好今天就是神把你带到教堂里，再到教会当中。
You wonder whether God will forgive.
那你可能在疑惑说，到底神会饶恕我吗？
I have been far away from Him all these years.
因为我一直以来都远离了他。
I have broken His commandments.
那我也就是没有遵循他的命令。
Will God forgive?
到底神会饶恕吗？
Well, this is the question which the children of Israel asked themselves in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
那这也是以色列人以色列的子民，他们在撒母耳记上第七章这里所问的问题。
It was the time of the judges.
那时是四世的时代。
What was it like during the time of the judges?
到底在四世的时代是怎么样的一个情况呢？
Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
那个人是按着随自己心意来行事。
They did not follow God's word.
他们没有遵照神的话语来行。
They followed their own wisdom.
他们靠着自己的智慧来行事。
What I think is right, I do.
自己觉得是对的就做。
And how bad was the situation then?
到底那时候情况是有多糟糕呢？
Well, you have the sons of the high priest during those days who exploited the people and then also slept with women.
然后我们就看到说，当时候大祭司的儿子他们就是欺诈那些来敬拜的人，那甚至跟这些来敬拜这一些妇女苟合。
They make a mockery of worship.
他们使到整个的敬拜就是蒙受羞辱。
And when Israel was attacked by the Philistines,
当以色列人被非利士人所攻占来攻击的时候，
They lost.
他们失败了。
Well, they should not have lost the battle.
我们知道说他们不应当是在这样的战场上失利的。
Because Israel was the nation of God, was a spiritual nation.
因为以色列是神的国度，那是一个属灵的国度。
God has promised them, if you obey my word, I will grant you victory in the battle.
那神已经应许他们说，只要你们遵行我的话，我必定会让你在战场上得利。
The only reason why they lost the battle was because they disobeyed against God.
他们唯一因着唯一使到他们在战场上失利的，是因为他们违背了神。
So they thought, oh, what is the problem?
他们就想说，哎，到底问题在哪里？
Instead of recognizing that they have sinned against God, they thought that, oh, it's because the ark of God was not with us. It is far away from the battle.
那与其说承认自己有罪，那他们却说，啊，因为约柜不在这个战场上，远离这个战场太远了。
They thought by, that by bringing the ark of God to the battlefield, they will win the battle.
他们以为说把约柜带到这个战场上，他们就可以战胜。
This is nothing but superstition.
那这道道地地的是一个迷信。
You think God is so small, he needs the ark to go to the battle in order to save?
你以为说神这么渺小，他需要有约柜去到那个地方才能够拯救他的百姓吗？
But that was the concept of the people in those days.
那这却是当时候人的想法。
Well, the ark of God was captured by the Philistines.
我们知道说约柜被非利士人去掳去了。
God had to defend himself.
神必须维护自己。
And while the ark of God was in Philistine territory, he plagued the various cities of the Philistines with disease.
那当约柜在非利士地的时候，那他就使到非利士地就是遭遇一些的疾病。
After the first city was plagued, they say, "Oh, this God is must be very angry with us, and so let us send to the other city."
当第一个城市遭受这个疾病所害的时候，他们就说啊，当应该是这个神就是恼怒我们，因此他们就把这个约柜送到另外一个城市去。
And so the ark went from city to city.
那因此约柜就被送到从一个城市送到另外一个城市去。
In the end, they cannot bear it. They decided to let the ark go back to the land of Judah or to back to the land of Israel.
那当他们就是忍受不住的时候，他们就想到说啊，应当把这个约柜送回到以色列地区。
Now, what happened when the Israelites received the ark?
那以色列人当他们接受这个约柜的时候，有什么事情发生呢？
Well, the priests of that city, which was a Levitical city, saw the ark, and they went to open the ark.
那个城市里的这个祭司他那个是一个利未人的城市，那他们看到约柜来了，他们就去打开约柜。
What does God's word say?
神的话语告诉我们什么呢？
Nobody is to touch the ark.
没有人能够去触摸这个约柜。
But they not only touch the ark.
他们不但是触摸了。
They open the ark.
他们甚至把它打开了。
Well, what happened to that city which is Kirjath Yearim?
那这个城市在这城市发生了什么事情呢？就是这个城市是基列耶林。
Well, because of what the priest did,
因着这祭司所做的，
50,070 died.
那就是五万零七十人就是丧命了。
We read this in 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 19.
那我们就在撒母耳记上第六章十九节看到这里。
I will ask Elder Chong to read in Chinese, including what is written in the brackets.
那我们来读让请听我念，就是撒母耳记上第六章十九节我们请听我念。这里说，耶和华因伯斯麦人擅观他的夜柜，就击杀了他们七十人。那时 有五万人在那里。那这个括号里面啊，说原文啊，原文做七十人加上五万人，百姓因耶和华大大击杀他们，就哀哭了。
What is written in the brackets that is 原文啊、is exactly what is written in the Hebrew。
那就是在这个括号里面的原文是指着说希伯来文原来的意思就是这个。
It is not 70 people died in a city of 50,000.
那不是说在这50万人的这个城市里面只有70人死。
But literally 50,070 people died.
却是50,070人啊、死了。
How big is 50,070 people?
那50,070人是有多少人呢？
Well, the old national stadium was about 60,000.
我们旧的这个国家体育场大概是可以容纳六万人。
The new national stadium, which I think you have seen a lot these days because the SEA Games is now on, is 55,000.
那新的这个国家体育场啊，我相信大家都很熟悉，因为现在东南亚运动会正在进行中啊，大家都常看到。那那个地方可以容纳大概55,000人。
So you just imagine a whole national stadium of people died.
你想想看，如果整个在这个国家体育场里面所有的人都死了。
Just because the priest, we should know better, opened the ark.
因着这个祭司啊、他本当知道不应该做，但他却去打开了这个月柜。
So the people were very afraid.
那因此人们都很害怕了。
What shall we do?
到底我们当做什么？
Well, sadly, they reacted the same way as the Philistines sent the ark away.
那可悲的就是他们就像非利士人一样那样的做，就是把月柜送出去了。
Let me get rid of the problem.
那我们把这问题的根源给除掉。
Well, let me...And so they requested the men of Kirjath Jearim requested the ark to be brought into the house of Abinadab.
那因此这基列耶林的人就要求说要把这个月柜啊、就是拿到就是送到啊、亚比拿大的家中。
Sorry, I make a mistake. The first city which was there is Beth Shemesh, not Kirjath Jearim.、So the men of Beth Shemesh requested the ark to be brought to Kirjath Jearim into the house of Abinadab.
那对不起啊、我刚才说错了，应该开始是送到这个伯斯麦那里去。那么这是在这个伯斯麦的人呢、就要求说把耶柜送到亚比拿大家中。那亚比拿大就是在基列耶林。
Well, it took them some time to know that actually the problem was not the ark of God; it was because they sinned against Him.
那他们就是经过一段时间之后才意识到说，其实问题不在于那月柜，而是问题是在于他们的罪。
Will God forgive?
神会饶恕吗？
Now, how long did they take to realize that they have sinned against God?
到底他们是经过了多久才意识到说他们已经得罪了神？
Verse 2 tells us that the time was 20 years.
第二节告诉我们说那已经经过了20年。
For it was 20 years and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
那第二节这么说耶柜在基列林就是过了20年之后以色列全家才都倾向耶和华。
These 20 years do not refer to the time of how long the ark abided at Kirjath Jearim.
这二十年没有包括说这个月柜是在基列耶林多久。
Because we know that the ark abode at Kirjath Jearim for more than 20 years, because at this point of time Saul have not ruled and Saul ruled for 40 years.
那我们知道说月柜在基列耶林有超过二十年的时间，因为我们知道说就是扫罗还没有当王，那么扫罗当王有40年。
And so this 20 years refer to the time whereby all the house of Israel lamented after the the Lord exactly as what is written in the Chinese Bible.
那就因此我们知道说，这个二十年就是说以色列全家他们都来倾向耶和华，就是在传圣经里面所列的。
20 years we have been away from the Lord. Will the Lord forgive?
那我们离开神啊，离开主二十年了，二十年之后神会饶恕吗？
And so they came to Samuel.
因此他们就来到撒母耳的面前。
What was Samuel's reply?
那撒母耳怎么样回应他们呢？
Well, Samuel has been preaching God's word to them.
撒母耳一直都在向他们传讲神的话语。
They recognized that Samuel was a prophet.
他们也就是知道说撒母耳是个先知。
And not only a prophet, but also a judge.
不但是先知，他也是士师。
But it's one thing to recognize a person to be a prophet and a judge, it's another thing to obey.
那承认一个人他是士师是先知啊，是一回事，那要来顺从他又是另一回事。
All these years we have not obeyed.
这么多年以来我们都没有顺从。
Now if you were Samuel,
如果你是撒母耳的话，
how will you react?
你会怎么样回应呢？
I've been telling you all these years, now then you come to find me, you go away.
那我一直以来这么多年来我都一直在告诉你你到这个时候才来你还是离开吧。
Well, we thank God Samuel did not react in this way.
我们感谢神撒母耳不是这样的来反应。
He had a pastoral heart.
他有一个牧者的心肠。
He loved the people.
他爱戴这些百姓。
And he told the people the condition for forgiveness.
那因此他就告诉这百姓说要得到饶恕他们当怎么来做。
And what's the condition of forgiveness?
要得到饶恕那个条件是什么呢？
Look at verse 3 carefully.
我们来看第三节，我们细心来看。
And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines.
那就是在第三节这么说，撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。
The key word here is with all your heart.
那在这里我们要注意的就是一心。
Not some of your heart.
那不是就是半心或者说就是不专心。
Not most of your heart, but all of your heart.
那也不是说你就是大部分而是完全是全心全意。
All of your heart, you must be willing to surrender all to God and say, I repent.
那你必须是一心一意全心全意的来告诉神说来向神承认说我有罪我要悔改。
And for the Israelites, it would mean this, that they have to put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among them.
那对以色列人来讲，他们就是要把外邦的神还有亚斯他录给抛弃掉。
Put away all their idols.
把他们一切的偶像都除掉。
Now who was Ashtaroth?
谁是亚斯他录呢？
Ashtaroth was, Ashtaroth here is actually in the plural. It refers to the female god Astarte, who was a goddess of fertility and war.
那亚斯他录其实就是在是他们的这个敬拜的一个女神。那不过这是亚斯他录是复数，就是说很多位那这是他们敬拜来得到赐福，说能够就是让他们能够就是能够繁衍很多能够众多的来繁殖。
Take them all away.
那就是把他们一切都除掉。
These are all idols.
这些都是偶像。
Get rid of your idols in your life.
那把你心中你生命中的偶像都除掉。
But not only is it enough to get rid of all the idols in your life, but you also have to turn to God.
那我们不单只是把 偶像生命中的偶像除掉啊，从而且呢要转向来归向耶和华。
You must serve him only.
你只能够单单来服侍他。
It's not serve the Lord and serve somebody else.
啊，不是啊，服侍主又服侍其他的。
Not serve the Lord and serve your idol.
那不是说一边服侍主又一边服侍偶像。
But only the Lord.
而是单单的专一的来服侍神。
This must be with all your heart.
这必须是我们内心的想法。
And so, this was the condition. Now, it's one thing to say that I will repent.
那这就是那条件呢。我们知道说，要说是我承认啊，我要来悔改啊，这是一回事。
It's another thing to truly repent.
那要真心的来悔改，却是另外一回事。
Did the children of Israel really repent?
到底以色列的百姓有真心的悔改吗？
Indeed, we see the fruit of repentance here.
的确，我们看到他们悔改的这个果子。
Because in verse 4, we are told, then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only.
那因为我们看到就是第
四节。
第四节啊，第四节这边说，以色列人就除掉了巴利和亚斯他路。
So it must be also with any of us who seek the forgiveness of God.
那这也是我们每一个愿意来寻求神的饶恕的人所当做的。
The condition is repentance.
那唯一的那条件是我们要悔改。
And it must not be half-hearted.
而必须是不是就是就是将信将疑的。
Half-heartedness is not true repentance.
那如果我们只是我们不是全心全意的话，那不是真实的悔改。
But wholehearted.
我们必须全心全意。
And when we and of course it does not mean that when we repent we were necessarily when we say we repent it does not mean that we do not struggle.
那我们当我们说到说我们要悔改的时候，这不表示说我们就没有任何的挣扎。
But as we struggle and we depend on the Lord to help us overcome our temptations and our trials, the Lord through His Holy Spirit will help us to overcome our sins.
当我们来悔改的时候，我们会经过一些的挣扎。那我们就是让我们求神帮助我们来胜过我们的这些试探和罪恶的时候，他必定会帮助我们。
And so now that the children of Israel have expressed their repentance.
这时候以色列百姓他们已经就是表明了他们要悔改的心意。
And they express it in such a way by drawing out water and pouring it before the Lord.
他们就是这样子做，他们就是借着在他们行动就是去打水来浇在耶和华的面前。
And they also say we have sinned against the Lord.
他们也说我们已经得罪了神。
Will the Lord forgive?
到底神会饶恕吗？
Well, indeed we see that the Lord will surely forgive. This is the assurance of forgiveness.
那我们看到说的确神肯定会饶恕，因为神已经应许要这么做。
The Philistines saw that the children of Israel were gathered at Mizpah.
那些非利士人看到以色列人都聚集在米斯巴。
Now, if you were the Philistines, of course you would be scared.
那如果你是非利士人，你当然会感到惊讶。
Why are all these Israelites gathered at Mizpah?
那为什么以色列人要聚集在米斯巴呢？
Are they going to attack us?
到底是他们要来攻击我们吗?
So of course the Philistines will get themselves ready for war.
那因此菲利士人就肯定他们就是要来预备好要备战。
And so they gathered themselves for war and charged towards the Israelites.
那他们就聚集在一起，那他们就来攻击以色列人。
The children of Israel saw that the Philistines were coming and they were very scared.
那以色列人看到菲利士人来了，他们也害怕了。
They were not gathered there for war.
因为他们不是要来打仗的。 They
were not prepared to fight.
他们根本没有预备好要作战。
Now that the Philistines are coming, what are they to do?
那这时候菲利士人来了，他们该怎么办呢？
And so the only person that they can turn to is to God.
因此他们唯一能够做的就是转向神。
And so they told Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines.
那因此他们就来到撒母耳跟前，对撒母耳说，愿你不住地为我们呼求耶和华我们的神。 救我们脱离非利士人的手。
And the Lord heard them.
主就听见他们的呼求。
What happened?
发生什么事了?
Just as Samuel was sacrificing the sacrifices of the children of Israel.
就正当撒母耳在为以色列人来献祭的时候。
And the Philistines drew near.
那菲利士人就来趋近了。The
Lord thundered from heaven with such a loud thunder that the Philistines became confused.
那神就从天上发出雷声，这大雷声就使到菲利士人都被惊吓混乱了。And
not only that, but the Lord struck the Philistines.
不但是这样，神却让这个 闪雷来击中这菲利士人。
And the Lord defeated the Philistines.
那神就击败了菲利士人。
The children of Israel did not even lift one finger to defeat the Philistines.
那以色列的百姓他们根本都不需要动一根手指来 不用动一根手指，这个菲利士人就被摧毁了。
The Lord did it for them.
是神 主为他们来做。
They thought that they were ill prepared for battle.
他们以为说自己真的是没有预备好来作战。
We have no weapons, we have no tactics.
然后我们没有这个武器，我们也没有战略，就是没有作战的策略。
But they were most prepared.
但是其实他们是准备的最全备了。
Why so?
为什么呢?
Because now they are right with God.
因为现在他们已经和神修好关系了。
And they have received the blessing of forgiveness from God.
因为他们也领受了神借着就是饶恕而带来的福气。
All they needed was God to help them win the battle.
他们所需要的唯一就是神来帮助他们来战胜，来在这个战场上得胜。
And so the Lord helped them.
然后我们看到说主就帮助了他们。
And because of that, the men of Israel managed to go out of Mizpah and pursue the Philistines and smite them until they come to Bethkar.
那我们因着这样，那这些以色列人就能够就是在这里出来跟菲利士人来征战，直到他们能够去到这个伯甲这个地方。
And Samuel wanted them to remember this incident.
撒母耳要他们牢牢地记住这一件事件。
And so he took a stone.
那因此他就取了一块石头。
And he set it at the place between Mizpah and Shen.
那他就把这石头安立在米斯巴跟善之间。
The stone was called Ebenezer.
那石头被称为以便以谢。
What is Ebenezer?
到底以便以谢什么意思呢?
Well, the term Eben means stone.
那以便的意思就是石头。
Ezer means help.
以谢意思就是帮助。
So it means stone of help.
那也就是帮助之石。
To remind them that it is the Lord who helped the Israelites.
那就要提醒他们是主耶和华 帮助了以色列人。
Not by our own strength, but by the Lord.
不是靠着自己的力量，而是靠着神的帮助。
Why do you want to do things in your own eyes?
你为什么要用自己就是按照自己
的智慧
来做事呢？
That's what you have been doing all the time, but now that you have repented and you will depend and rely fully upon the Lord, look what happened.
那这是你过去一直以来这么做，但是现在你已经悔改了，那你要来归信神了，那这要当怎么样做呢？
The Lord help you, isn't it?
那我们需要神来帮助我们，不是吗？
What a wonderful God we have!
我们有的是何等奇妙的一位神。
There is always forgiveness with God!
因为神一直都预备好要饶恕我们。
If only we will repent!
唯一的是我们需要来悔改。
And so we come back to the question in the beginning.
那因此我们就回到开始我们所问的问题了。
Will God forgive?
到底神会饶恕吗？
Is there anyone here who has not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are thinking whether if you repent, God will forgive?
我们当中是不是有人还没有相信耶稣基督？那你在想说，如果我悔改，神会饶恕吗？
Or is there anyone who has been far away from God and you are wondering that if you repent, whether God will forgive?
或者我们当中有一些人已经远离神了，那你在想说，如果我悔改，神会饶恕吗？
The answer from the scripture today is a resounding yes.
那我们从圣经看到说，那答案是很肯定，确定是可。神会饶恕。
Because we have a faithful and just God.
因为我们所有的是一位信实可靠公义的神。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all our unrighteousness.
如果我们承认我们的罪恶，那他是信实的，他必按照他的公义来饶恕我们一切的罪恶。
If only we will repent.
唯有我们的悔改。
Will you?
你愿意悔改吗？
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Father in heaven.
我们在天上满有恩典的神。
How we thank thee that there is always forgiveness with thee.
我们感谢主，因为我们的确要感谢你，因为你是让我们知道说你一直都愿意饶恕我们。
And so, Father, we ask thee that you will forgive us of our sins.
因此，天父，我们来求主你来饶恕我们的罪恶。
Help us to walk faithfully according to thy word.
求主帮助我们忠心的来按照你的话语来来跟随你。
And we trust in thee to grant us the grace to walk this pilgrim journey here in this world of darkness.
我们就是要来依靠你，让你来引导我们走这就是走完这黑暗世界的的行程。
Help us to be witnesses for thee.
帮助我们成为你美好的见证。
And always to share the good news of Jesus Christ to those who have not heard.
也帮助我们来跟那些还没有听到福音的人来分享耶稣基督的救恩。
And help us to live according to the gospel.
也求主帮助我们按照你的话语来活。
This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name.
我们如此感恩祷告是奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.